off the grid. We call it that because it's the first acoustic album we've ever done. And it's called Doing It Dylan, because it's 10 songs written by the great Bob Dylan. Here's one called Tangled Up in Blue. Wilmington, North Carolina. Now, it's down almost to the South Carolina line, way down in what we call the low grounds. And it's a strange phenomena that happens there over a period of thousands of years. These great big holes come in the ground. And water goes in there. And bugs. And skeeters. And snakes. And gators. And boogers. Don't worry, you're gonna be still knowing what a booger is. We're going to sing about one of my favorites, but I'd like to share it with you tonight. This is called The Legend of Booty Swamp.
Okay. prince, and he had every sense. He could grandly walk Jesus' place. Oh, my girl, suffer thrill. Tonight, no forbid. For tomorrow, he must fight once you're born. The more he left the ball, he would dance with them all. Cause he was still so handsome.
I come from a time that most of you people are too young to remember. I come from a time we had dial telephones and party lines. Now, I know you know what a dial telephone is, but I don't know if you know what a party line is or not. You'd have two to maybe four or five families on the same line. They all listened in on each other. Sometimes they'd all be on there talking to each other at the same time. But, you know, technology just, it just flooded in. It just kind of baffled me. I'm just lost with technology, you know. In fact, my son has dragged me kicking and screaming into every kind of technology I ever got involved in. First thing was, Dad, you need a computer. I do not want a computer. I ain't having it, Dad. Okay, I got a computer. It was, Dad, you need a website. Okay, you went to college. I didn't. You're smarter than I am. I got a website. Then it was, Dad, you need to do email. I don't need email. I got pens. I got stationery. I got stamps. I got envelopes. I've been doing it that way all my life. And Dad, okay, all right. So I give in again. But when he came to me and said, Dad, you need a Twitter. Son, what in the hell is a Twitter? But he talked me into it, and I'm glad he did. You know, it is amazing what you can say in 140 characters. I'm kind of an opinionated person. I'm always spouting off my opinion and putting it out there on Twitter. Some people like it and some people don't. The funny part is that people that don't have got the most magnificent vocabulary of 400 words. I've been called stuff you can't find in a Chinese dictionary. But that don't bother me. In fact, I got on my Twitter account the other day and I said, all right, for all you people that call me a redneck and a hillbilly, I got two words. Thank you. And you pull the trigger, and that's an SOB in outer space. got a lot of talent in this band, folks, and you're going to hear all these guys before the night's over. I'm going to start over here on my left with a young man who's been in this band for 26 years. He's a fine songwriter, fine singer, fine guitar player. We're going to let him show you just how talented he is right now by doing one of the songs that he wrote called Play Me Some Country Blues, ladies and gentlemen. Say good evening to your homeboy from West Frankfort, Illinois, Mr. Bruce Ray Bryce. Ladies and gentlemen, when you go hear their band play, no matter what band it is, somebody like me stands up front and does all the talking, most of the singing, and you'll get a chance to realize that no matter what band you go to see, that most of the talent is back in here with the guys playing the music. I left Wilmington, North Carolina in the summer of 1958 with a guitar and a dream, and in the ensuing 57 years, I've made my living in the music business. And as you might suppose, I've had the honor of standing in front of some fine musicians, but I can say without reservation, the bunch you see on stage with me tonight is the best band I've ever had. We're going to show you what I'm talking about right now by doing an instrumental song that we wrote specifically to let them show you their talents. This is called Black Eyes. when Bob Dylan came to Nashville to record an album that would ultimately be a landmark album for him called Nashville Skyline, they had booked 15 recording sessions to do the entire album, and the guitar player who they were to get to do all 15 sessions could not make the very first one, and I was asked to come in and fill in for him. And I played as hard as I could with all my heart and soul, and at the end of the session I was packing my gear up to leave, and Bob Dylan asked Bob Johnston, the producer, where is he going? And Bob said, he's leaving, I got another guitar player coming. He said, I don't want another guitar player, I want him. I have a reason for telling you that, because at times in our lives, if we'll recognize them, things happen that encourage you to go on and do what you're doing and try to do it even better than the way you're doing. That was one of my moments. I was a big Bob Dylan fan before that, and even a big one after that. Wanted to pay tribute to this great writer. Last year we finally got around to it. We did an album called Off the Grid, Doing It Dylan. Here's another song of it before you. It's called I'll Be Your Baby Tonight. Songs on the Fire on the Mountain. Here's one of them. Oh. Thank you so much. When I first went to Nashville back in 1967, I was just another young man with a guitar who'd come to the Music City to try to make it into business. It's a tough competitive town. It was then and it is now. And you don't run into very many superstars at that stage of your career. But I did run into one several times. And he went out of his way to be nice to me. I'll never forget what that meant to me at that time in my life, and I think such greatness deserves to be remembered. Tonight we'd like to pay tribute to one of the greatest.
Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands at my head. I see the sun, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power flew out, universe displayed. When Christ shook up with sounds like elevation, and takes me home, oh what joy should fill my heart. Then I will bow, yeah, I'm a adoration. And then I pray, oh my God, I'll breathe
Now I'm going to start over here to my right with the newest member of our band who comes to us from the beautiful Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. The newest member, I say, he's not so new to him. We've been almost 4 years, right? Ladies and gentlemen, would you please wake welcome on keyboards from Roanoke, Virginia, Mr. Shannon Whitline. We picked this gentleman up in Tuscaloosa, Alabama 40 years ago. He's been a very intricate part of the music we play since then. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome on bass guitar the rookie in the band? Actually, he's a veteran in the band. From Holtz, Alabama, Charlie Hayward. Our drummers from the great state of Georgia, St. Simon's Island, to be exact. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome on drums, Pat McDonald. I'm sure you've all decided for yourself that the young man on my right is an extremely talented guitar player. We're going to let him show off a little bit for you right now by doing the song you've been listening to all your life, but you've never heard it played like this. Ladies and gentlemen, doing the William Tell Overture from Peoria, Illinois, Mr. Chris Weber. much for coming out and being with us. We had a great time with you. We got to get on down the road before we go. We got one more song we'd like to play. Pretty good old son, we just flop down in that chair out there, and I'll show you how this stuff's done.